This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 20 states are now backing a decision to put a hold on the Trump administration's new immigration rule that would give it more authority to quickly deport illegal immigrants. The group of 18 attorneys general saying in a court filing they support a preliminary injunction that would block that rule from taking effect while it's being challenged in court. A light rail train derails in Sacramento last night. A Sacramento fire official says luckily
no one had any life-threatening injuries and there were no deaths associated with this incident.
California's two biggest metro areas have the worst commutes in the nation, according to a new study that says L.A. area drivers suffer the longest delays, coming in second, the San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Federal investigators issuing subpoenas now to several corrections officers at the federal lockup where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. The subpoenas come amid reports of a lack of cooperation from some of the workers on duty at the time of the suspect's suicide. They're declining requests for interviews, and many have lawyered up. The Justice Department reportedly looking into whether two prison guards were sleeping on duty at that federal detention center when Epstein took his own life on the 10th of August. Americans will need a new real ID or accepted alternative ID if they want to get on a plane after October 1st of next year, and the Transportation Security Administration is launching a new campaign urging people to make the switch sooner rather than later. Most states have already started issuing real IDs. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The nation's biggest phone companies now promising to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. The pledge is part of an agreement with 51 attorneys general. Officials say there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones in July alone. The agreement calls for the phone companies to use call blocking technology and to provide free blocking tools to customers as well. President Trump weighs in on some news about a former staffer.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying, "Just heard that Sean Spicer will be on Dancing with the Stars. He will do great. A terrific person who loves our country dearly."
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And a New York woman has a fishing story that would certainly be unbelievable if she didn't have the pictures to prove it. Debbie Geddes reeling in a fish that has two mouths. She reeled it in while recently angling on Lake Champlain in New York State. The odd-looking trout has what appears to be a second mouth right below its regular mouth. Geddes says she actually hooked the fish by its lower mouth, for the record. She ended up releasing the fish back into the lake since she says it otherwise appeared to be in good health. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Always great having you along with us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek is joining us, a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, and we've got lots to catch up on. Liz, how you doing?
I'm just terrific. Thanks for having me.
Well, I saw in one of your tweets that the Dems, you know, are kind of wearing you out a little bit. You said you need a vacation. Well, let me tell you right now, I'm in Kauai, Hawaii, and it's universal. I mean, it even happens here in Hawaii too. They're just they're breaking everybody's minds across the country.
You know, I have to tell you, this is how deep I am sunk in this mess of politics in our lives today. The immediate thing I think of is Mazie Hirono, who is horrible. And so, yes, you're in Hawaii, but I got to tell you, she is representing that beautiful, beautiful state in the most god-awful way. And she was one of the people I tweeted about yesterday, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I find the increasing vitriol and nonstop mudslinging just almost beyond, I don't even know what to say about it. It's so depressing to me. And I think, by the way, I think it's depressing to everybody.
It really is, because especially here on the island, and I've just been surrounded by, you know, some very dear friends that really embrace everything about Aloha, the Aloha spirit and all that it represents. And the senator has no aloha. I mean, she is totally vacant of aloha, and it is surprising, and you know, and even to hear her vitriol, you know, going back to Kavanaugh days and that. I mean, her words that were so rancid, you know, still echo in my mind. I wish I could vacate them.
Well, and she's one of the ones who is almost daily pouncing on President Trump for the treatment, the administration's treatment of migrant children. And, you know, Bill, you and I have talked about this. This is a huge problem. Democrats, for almost a year, didn't even acknowledge that the problem existed, much less collaborate with the White House on a solution. Their solution, increasingly, as Julian Castro has said, is just decriminalize it, open the border, let anyone come across that we want. And, you know, they ignore these almost daily stories of people who are coming into the country who should not be allowed in, who people who have been sent home because of multiple felony accusations or even indictments, all kinds of things. I mean, to me, you know, they just have this need to portray the president as personally responsible for every terrible thing that happens, by the way, to people who are doing something illegal, who are jeopardizing their children's welfare by taking them on these horrendous cross-country treks. And, by the way, sometimes they aren't even their own children. They're just using children to get into the country, and yet it's all President Trump's fault. I find it discouraging that our legislators are so much more interested in scoring points than scoring solutions. And that is not something new. I get that. But the level of hate, I am so tired of everyone now using the race card, Beto O'Rourke telling us that the entire country is racist. You know, no, it's not. We elected a black president twice. To my way of thinking, our country is the most open, pluralistic country in the world. I don't think Democrats are doing themselves any favors by, the issue here is that 25% of Democratic primary voters are black. A lot of candidates, like Beto O'Rourke, have gotten nowhere with black voters. Pete Buttigieg is another one. Elizabeth Warren actually is another one. She doesn't do very well with black voters. And so they're making all these statements and embracing policies like reparations to curry favor with the black crowd. And you know what? It's bad for the whole country. It's not great for the black community. They might prefer someone talking about school choice or things that actually might help black, or job training programs, people that might help lift up the black community. But all we hear is that they are disadvantaged because the whole country is racist and basically the table is set against them. And you know what? That is a profoundly misleading, in my view, and also very negative message.
Well, without a doubt, and you hit on several things. Let's go back to immigration for just a moment and the danger that has been thrust upon the people. I've been saying for a couple of months now that we are ripe for a plague of epic proportions, if I might say. And that might sound a little dramatic and Trump-esque, so to speak, if he was going to throw out a tweet. But you can see the way this thing is lining up in California. I was just there, Liz, and the excrement that is in the streets, the needles, the homelessness that's going on. Already, I mean, even the L.A. Times here this past week had to report that medieval diseases are coming to the country. They're here. There has already been a report of bubonic plague.
Yeah, wouldn't there be? That's where all that stuff came from.
Exactly.
Right? A lack of sanitation and people living in filth, and that's what's happening. So I'm sorry to
let's bring into play here people coming from 2,500 miles away from third world countries, bringing with them different immunities, different diseases that we haven't been exposed to, that we've all but eradicated until here recently there was an outbreak of measles, which we hadn't had an outbreak since the 70s. So all this stuff has to be looked at. And the other thing is that we've got all these progressive kids influenced by celebrities saying, do not inoculate your children. So we've got, and the scientists and the people that study this say, and the numbers that we're dealing with, you can kind of get away with that, but now with the influx of illegal immigrants coming in that with God knows what, these kids are at risk. And this is why the schools are saying emphatically, if your kids are not inoculated, they can't come to school.
That's a real issue where I live in New York, because if for some reason some members of the Hasidic Jewish community have decided that these vaccines are dangerous, and you find, therefore, real pockets of measles infestations in some of these schools, or infections, I should say. And that, to your point, it's ridiculously dangerous. Kids, we've had these vaccines in place for, 50 years, 70 years, and guess what? Kids have been just fine. It's beyond ignorant and very dangerous, and I think the schools, to take a really hard line, are doing exactly the right thing.
I do, too. And, again, like I said, a couple of months when, I started looking at this, Liz, and I go, and we're setting ourselves up here while the Democrats are, trying to, straighten out the deck chairs on the Titanic here. We've got serious problems, and their arguments are so hollow, all just because they hate Trump. And as a result of that, they're putting everyday citizens at risk.
Yeah, it's defeating. I know we're supposed to be talking about the economy. We'll go to that next.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to let you lead, and I'll just...
Yeah.
But yes, right. The music is coming on, and it's going to be time. And yes, we're going to talk about, will the Fed chair have some good news for us and, do something about this projected recession that they're talking about?
Yeah, the real question is, Bill, will we know if it's good news?
Yeah. Exactly, that's for sure. She is the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz Peek is with us, and we've got more from Liz after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is sponsored by Cooper Tires. As summer comes to an end and the seasons change, it's important to take a moment and check your tires. Drivers should always check tires when there are major shifts in temperature and before any road trips. With the busy end of summer Labor Day travel weekend approaching, it's the perfect time for a tire check safety moment. Jessica Edgerton, Director of Brand Development, Cooper Tires.
We encourage all drivers to check their tires monthly with a simple routine. Tires are the only part of your vehicle connecting it to the road, so it's important to regularly check your tread depth, tire pressure, and the overall condition of the tire.
Cooper offers tires for all seasons, as well as helpful safety and maintenance tips. One tip for checking the tread on your tires is by inserting a U.S. penny with Lincoln's head facing down. If the top of his head is visible at any point around the tire, it's time to replace it. Take a moment before this holiday weekend and check your tires. For more, visit www.coopertire.com. Again, that's www.coopertire.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Values, faith, service.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You better believe it. Fresh and independent. We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek is with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, and we're going to be talking about whether or not we will get good news and hear about it from the Fed chair coming up. But Liz, just to kind of put a wrap on what we were talking about earlier, relevant to the dysfunction of our government right now and the way the Dems are just imploding on themselves. I mean, boy, they're all in for the socialism stuff that's going on. I mean, what is the trajectory here? I mean, is there much of a future? Because it's like they're putting it all on the line that if something doesn't happen in a big way, I mean that they take over our government, the White House, they've already got the House, they maintain the House, and take over the Senate. What happens to the Democratic Party?
It's a good question. I mean, I think... I have a lot of Democrat friends. I'm sure you do too. Most of them are pretty moderate, and they are horrified by what's going on. And frankly, I don't think they can find a candidate that they really feel A, can beat Donald Trump, or B, that they want to vote for. And I think that's sort of extraordinary. There are 24 people running. But, you know, they look at someone like John Delaney, they say, yeah, I like what he's talking about. He's kind of a reasonable guy, you know. He has liberal values, but he's not a nut, not talking about confiscatory taxes and things like Elizabeth Warren, but, you know, he's not going to get through the primaries, and I think they're probably right. So right now, it looks like it's come down to Joe Biden, who I think is an unbelievably terrible candidate. To me, he's like Bob Dole back in the 90s. You know, he's kind of hits his turn. Everyone knows he's not a good candidate, that he's sort of past his prime. But he's the only person so far able to galvanize enough moderate support and black support that he keeps topping out the charts. The really scary person, I think, is Elizabeth Warren, who's coming along gangbusters and keeps creeping up in the polls. She has a new, as she calls it, she's got a plan for everything, a new policy statement out almost every day, each one worse than the last, because she hates capitalism. She hates the freedom of a free market society, and she wants to overturn those things. And, you know, the ignorance of our young people, and I apologize for saying that so harshly, but the people who have gone to colleges and schools where they've not learned anything but the glories of socialism and the terrible unfairness of capitalism, they're just falling in behind her, thinking this is terrific. And I got to tell you, you know, there are a lot of reasons for this, including the financial crisis, which left a lot of these young people out in the cold. But it is a dangerous, dangerous trajectory for our country. And as sometimes inept and clumsy and ill-spoken as Donald Trump is, man, we just need to re-elect this guy.
Well, exactly. And when you look at the empirical evidence, you know, as he said the other night, you may not like me, but how do you like your 401k? How do you like the fact you're making more per hour and you got more in your checkbook every month? You know, he's okay with not being liked.
Oh, totally. And I think, I mean, my gosh, I seriously don't know how the guy stands up under the incredible tsunami of opprobrium that it lands on him every single day, but he does, and he's energized.
Yes.
And I think he feels like he's doing the right thing. The real issue, the kind of consuming issue for the Trump White House has certainly been its confrontation with China. We saw today that China raised that up a notch. Market's going to open lower as a result of that. I've written, and I think you and I have talked about, the fact that I think there really needs to be some breakthrough here to reelect Trump, because it is without a doubt hurting the economy. I still stand by that. I think if we see manufacturing in the U.S. continue to slide, and it is, even though the consumer is very optimistic and very powerful now, at some point those two lines are going to cross, and we're going to see, you know, a little pessimism creep in. The mainstream media is doing its utmost to engender that. It'll be interesting to see what Powell comes up with. Esther George, one of the Fed governors, yesterday in an interview said, you know, I'm not going to vote for, or I may not back a Fed rate cut because the economy is doing pretty well. Well, that's fine, but the reality is we're doing fine, but the rest of the world is not. And last year the Fed screwed up. the Fed should not have been raising rates in the teeth of a downturn in China and in Europe. And that's what they did. And if they don't get that now, our interest rates at 2% are not much, and savers are not being benefited by that. But if you think that's bad, look at what's happening in Germany, where they just sold a 30-year bond, didn't sell well, by the way, that has a zero coupon. Right. Who wants to do that?
Wow.
So
exactly.
We're out of step.
Yeah. Right. Well, without a doubt, and timing is everything, and this is what Donald Trump knows and what he's been cheering on, and I guess bringing to point here for people to understand that the Fed can help us out. And it's amazing what they did for Barack Obama with quantitative easing. But for somehow for Donald Trump, it's like, and he lays it out, maybe they just don't like the idea that somebody knows enough about this that, you know, the kind of counsel that he has directed toward the Fed, even though they're supposed to be independent and all that, it's like, look, at right now, you can be part of the winning team, and we need you to cooperate because of these existential occurrences that are going on with what China, with the, you know, the manipulation of their currency that they're doing and what is happening globally. And, you know, if we get a rate break right now and we watch this and understand that that dynamic is in play, we can use that in a very powerful and a substantiating way. Because, you know, unfortunately, and I've maintained this, Liz, the Democrats, and I hope the voters are taking note of this, because the Democrats continue to hurt us, because we should have had the UMCA already done.
Yeah.
The trade deal with Canada and Mexico, that's done. Japan trade deal would have been done. Some of the European partners trade deals would have been done. What kind of pressure on China would that have put upon them to seal this deal and to come into the fold, you know, to be good international partners? I think it would increase exponentially. But right now, because of all the fussing and stuff the Democrats are putting out there, you know, President Xi says, hey, look at, and his team says, we'll just wait it out. There's going to be new management possibly, and we know we could probably get a better deal with the Joe Biden administration.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, the USMCA, to your point, is something, it just makes my head explode that Nancy Pelosi will not even raise it on the House floor because, frankly, some of her constituents, some Democrats, some moderate Democrats from districts that did vote for Trump, they want to pass that bill, and everybody knows it's a good trade agreement. It's better than NAFTA. The default, of course,
without a doubt,
is that NAFTA stays in place. So what are we sacrificing? We're sacrificing better labor rates for demanding better, higher wages for Mexicans, which in effect means possibly more production stays in the U.S. We're disadvantaging our dairy farmers. Of course, they love that because those are swing states, the dairy. Wisconsin's a very important swing state. Do you think Nancy Pelosi wants to give dairy farmers there a lift? No. So, I mean, it's bald, raw politics, but it's hurting the country. And it's, you know, what really gets my goat, sorry you raised this, is Chuck Schumer every now and then will come out and say something really supportive of Trump's confrontation with China. The reason he's doing that is he knows it is endangering our economy to some degree. Democrats live and die by the idea that if our economy weakens, Donald Trump gets booted out of the White House. So Chuck Schumer's all in on our trade confrontation with China because A, it's the right thing to do, and he can sound really, you know, bipartisan and strong supporting him. He also knows that it's risky. So, you know, if he really were all in, he would sit down with Nancy Pelosi and say, hey, let's get this UMCA passed, because to your point, that would pressure China and it would help our country.
Without a doubt. And, of course, the Democrats are also burning novena candles for a recession. Again,
exactly.
To your point about the economy, they're just like going, hey, the voters, take note. This is all being brought to you by the Democrats. They're the ones that are, you know, putting the stick in the spokes of the American economy right now.
That's exactly right. And I, you know, I watch the coverage of the economy pretty carefully. There is not a day that goes by. And now it's like the New York Times has went from Russia, Russia, Russia to racism, racism. And now it's recession, recession. And all this stuff about the inverted yield curve. Bill, we could spend the next half hour talking about how that's probably a meaningless signal right now. And it's being...
Right. Well,
We're out of time. We got to leave it there. Liz Peek, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 20 states are now backing a decision to put a hold on the Trump administration's new immigration rule that would give it more authority to quickly deport illegal immigrants. The group of 18 attorneys general saying in a court filing they support a preliminary injunction that would block that rule from taking effect while it's being challenged in court. A light rail train derails in Sacramento last night. A Sacramento fire official says luckily
no one had any life-threatening injuries and there were no deaths associated with this incident.
California's two biggest metro areas have the worst commutes in the nation, according to a new study that says L.A. area drivers suffer the longest delays. Coming in second, the San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you? When you find your identity and the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective. You
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for the senior editor of the stream, stream.where you want to go. John Zemerit is with us right now. Dr. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I like your column, Can't We All Just Get Along? It kind of reminds me of the days of Rodney King. I remember when he put that out and made that statement, and it was one of those statements I said, okay, God, why can't we all just get along? And it was like there was no hesitation whatsoever. It was just a real quick reminder that good and evil can't coexist.
Right. And unfortunately, in our modern political life, the left is trying to cast the entire Republican Party and everyone who supports Donald Trump as just evil, as basically indistinguishable from mass shooters who target synagogues. They're trying to smush everybody right of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is essentially a white supremacist. It is just that simplistic and that ugly and that bullying. It's moral bullying what's going on. And I decided to highlight this in my column by pointing out a moment that the media tried to make really significant. Do you remember the 6th or 7th funeral they had for John McCain? The last one where they put him in the pyramid with 50 slaves to serve him in the afterlife?
I think I missed that one.
The last one. The one the media made a big deal out of. Okay. Where the they specifically specifically, the McCain family specifically disinvited Trump, and all the Republicans showed up, these establishment Republicans showed up, and the media tried to make it look like, you see, this is what America could have been like if you guys just hadn't nominated Donald Trump. If you had just nominated a normal Republican like Mitt Romney or Marco Rubio, we wouldn't have all this ugliness in our political life. And you even had a moment with George W. Bush smirking like a monkey, holding hands with Michelle Obama and cuddling. And that was meant to show, you see, it's all on Donald Trump and those horrible deplorables who are behind him. They're the ones who ruin the bipartisan warmth and goodness and civic-mindedness of America. Well, less than a week later, those same Democrats who are so big on bipartisanship were trying to destroy the life of Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh, yes, who was a lifelong friend and protege of the Bush family. They were falsely accusing him of not just raping one person, Kathryn Blasey Ford, but of running a teenage rape gang that preyed on the girls of the Washington, D.C. area. And what did George W. Bush do to defend his old friend and protege, Brett Kavanaugh? Absolutely nothing. Just as he did absolutely nothing to protect the Christians of Iraq from being ethnically cleansed while he was commander-in-chief and our troops were everywhere. That's what shows you what the establishment Republicans, the never-Trump Republicans, what they're really like. They are the Washington generals whose job it was to lose to the Harlem Globetrotters gracefully and make the Globetrotters look good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and look at what they've done in the state of California, John. They're doing so well there that it's become a one-party state. It is being overtaken by rats and fleas, and now they're saying medieval diseases, something that we've been warning about for the last month or so, that we're into a perfect storm here, because you've got human feces and homelessness at all-time levels. You know, these rats running around. We've got illegal immigrants coming into the country with God only knows what kind of diseases, because they haven't been properly vetted.
By sanctuary cities, yeah. I mean,
exactly.
They have got a new slogan. Vote for the Democrats, get bubonic plague.
Well, so, the medieval diseases, the L.A. Times is saying it's coming back. And and so when I first said that, they go, Bill, you're kind of jumping the shark here a little bit, aren't you? And I said, not at all. I really firmly believe that if there was ever a perfect storm for this, because on top of that, you have all these modern day kids that say, oh, well, I don't need to inoculate my kids anymore. Well,
Right. Even
the scientists have said, hey, it's a low number, you can get away with it. But the kind of numbers that we're talking about right now and the infusion of these diseases that have been all but eradicated, including measles recently, have now risen their heads once again.
Yeah, well, ideas have consequences. So in my column at stream.org, I say, well, how would we? Let's say we renounced Donald Trump. Let's say we renounced his divisive rhetoric. What kind of compromise would the Democrats be willing to sign on for? Because the Democrats have jumped so far left. From the moment Donald Trump won the presidency, they threw off the mask. And I go through a few issues. I say, what if we were to say, we'll agree to the immigration policies of Senator Harry Reid and those that Chuck Schumer supported like 3 or 4 years ago. That involved enhancing border security in return for granting amnesty to the DACA kids and the Dreamers. Nope. That's now a white supremacist talking point. Now, if you say what Harry Reid said 5, 6 years ago, you're effectively a Klansman. Now the Democrats insist we abolish ICE and decriminalize illegal entrance into America and offer free, you know, Medicaid and sex change operations and free schooling and public school tuition to every illegal immigrant. And if you don't, you're a secret skinhead. In fact, we have to admit, as the New York Times is claiming, that America was really founded in 1619 with the introduction of slavery. And the whole country and its constitution are nothing but a fig leaf for white supremacy. So, where's the room for compromise there?
Well, it's almost like the Jews negotiating with the Palestinians. There's no room for negotiation here.
No,
but go ahead.
They want unconditional surrender followed by war crimes trials. What about abortion? It used to be that even Democrats voted to outlaw partial birth abortion and third trimester abortion. Now, you know, Ralph Northam in Virginia supports infanticide. And if you don't support that, you're humanizing the fetus, as I've seen Democrats complain. What about this? What about we surrender, we give up most of the ground on the transgender nonsense? We say you can be whatever sex you decide to be on that given day, and you get to use whatever bathroom, play whatever sports team, whatever you want, but just one thing. Could we please just not have convicted sex offenders as part of the drag queen story hours at public libraries where little kids are encouraged to roll around between the fake boobs of drag queens? Is that too much to ask? Well, it is. The Blaze just reported that in Kansas, they tried to just moderate the drag queen story hours reading to toddlers by saying, we're going to do a background check, and past sex offenders won't be allowed to do that. Well, the library won't agree to it. The library won't agree to keeping out people who committed rape, aggravated sexual assault, aggravated sodomy, solicitation of prostitution, or lewd and lascivious conduct. So that's where the left is. Now, is that Donald Trump's fault? Would the left have been much more moderate if John Kasich had been elected president? This is clearly what the left has wanted all along. And the election of Donald Trump has given them an excuse to leave their pants down and show their jewels to the world. This is what the left wants. Open borders, sex offenders in drag, reading stories to your kids, infanticide of newborn babies. That is the Democratic Party. Take it or leave it.
Along with the sale of baby parts,
right.
You know, John, this you're exactly right. As disgusting as it all sounds, but this is what we've been saying about Donald Trump. He is such a lightning rod for exposure, and he's just brought them all out of the closet. He, with the election of Donald Trump, it's like, okay, let's expose all the corruption. Let's expose the true convictions of Democrats, and here they are, absolutely unhinged, heading for the cliff. I mean, forget about the shark. I mean, they've so jumped the shark so long ago. They're now en masse heading for the cliff, and I just see visions of, you remember the Super Bowl commercial that Apple did, remember? That award-winning Super Bowl with all the lemmings, you know? And here it is, the Democratic Party have heard the cry, and they're all march-stepping right to the cliff.
That's right. They're marching right over it, and then will America follow them over it? What they're trying to do is scare people. They're trying to say, if you don't jump off this cliff, that Nazi over there and that Klansman in the hood are going to kill you. So, or we're going to accuse you of being Nazis and Klansmen, and we're going to get you fired from your job. We're going to get you doxxed. We're going to reveal your where your kids go to school, and you know we might even shoot you if you remember what happened. The Family Research Council and the Congressional Republicans were both targeted by shooters who had been reading their condemnations on the Southern Poverty Law Center website.
Exactly. We've got more from Dr. John's America after this.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What if you allowed to define you? When you find your identity, the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
This message is sponsored by GSK. Is your teen vaccinated? Meningitis B is an uncommon but potentially life-threatening illness. If your teen is starting college, make sure you talk to their doctor about how vaccination can help protect them against meningitis B. Only 14.5% of teens have been vaccinated against meningitis B. GSK spokesperson Tiffany Williams.
My younger brother was at his dream college when he contracted meningitis B. His doctors thought it was the flu and told him to rest. 2 days later, he passed away. I can't bring my brother back, but with this message, I hope to educate others to help protect themselves.
Early symptoms of meningitis may appear similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis will die. 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, such as loss of limbs. GSK Vaccines U.S. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, Dr. Len Friedland.
Adolescents have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or utensils, kissing or coughing. Talk to their doctor about the two different types of meningitis vaccines needed to help protect them against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis.
Vaccination may not protect all recipients. Learn more at meningitisb.com. Again, that's meningitis B, meningitisb.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
As promised, we're back with you. Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the information. John, just to kind of wrap up this situation here in terms of trying to find common ground in today's America, and to hear you, you know, kind of summarize what's going on here, it's like the Democrats want everybody, you know, they're going into their demise, and they want everybody to queue up and follow their lead. And they're upset that at least 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump says, we're not queuing up. We're not in your line. If that's where you want to go, happy trails.
Well, that's why they're trying to create a moral panic about it. They're trying to make it seem like we're under Nazi occupation, and if you don't agree, you're one of the Nazis. And I've got another piece at stream.org. To stop Christian deplorables, a new coalition of Christian insufferables speaks out. There's an open letter that's been put out by a bunch of theologians, liberal progressive theologians. It's called An Open Letter Against the New Nationalism, and it appeared in the left-wing Catholic magazine Commonweal. And what they are saying is that supporters of nationalism, supporters of strong borders, supporters of Donald Trump, are the moral equivalent of pastors who allied with the Nazis in the 1930s. They're actually saying that.
It's amazing that they're, and the thing is, John, if you look into it a little bit further, you know, these same liberal institutions, religious institutions, they are the ones that Barna and other studies indicate that they are the ones whose flock is going out the door. They're not agreeing with this insidious perspective that they have. And, of course, it gives the impression that all religious institutions are taking a hit right now. But when you extract those specific institutions, the church is alive and well and growing.
Well, the sad thing is my own Catholic church is one of these liberal institutions. It has just become, especially at its upper ranks, among the bishops and many of the clergy, it is a mainline Protestant denomination in all but name. 40% of native-born American Catholics leave the church. 40% leave and never come back. And yet, the number of Catholics is staying even. How is that happening? 100% by stealing sheep from Latin America. And that is the main reason our bishops want to open borders and are helping immigrants break the law and come into the country. The next big reason, 40% of the bishop's budget, 40% in 2018, came from federal contracts, most of which is serving immigrants. So the Catholic bishops are covering up the complete implosion of the Catholic Church in America, the abandonment of the church by 40% of the people raised in it. They're just replacing them with immigrants who stay for years and then they leave too. And the fact, the people who are cutting off donations because we're sick of paying settlements for pedophiles, that's being covered right up too. We can't influence the bishops by closing our checkbooks because much of their money is coming from the federal government. That's why the bishops are obsessed with open borders and saying very little about abortion. If the bishops got a bounty for every child saved from abortion, maybe they would be as loud on abortion as they are on immigration, where the Catholic Church doesn't even teach open borders. It's the opposite right of what's in the catechism. They are 100% just pimping to fill their pews and fill their pockets. It's like the Catholic bishops have as much moral authority to speak on immigration as Halliburton had to speak about the Iraq War. They profit from it. They should shut up.
John, I can tell you, the Catholic Church that I attend and the diocese that I'm in Southern Florida, they're antithetical to that, unless I'm missing something, because the bishop is there in Florida has been very outspoken about abortion. In fact, I was invited to go and show the movie, the Gosnell movie, at several Catholic churches.
I'm very glad to hear about exceptions. You know,
and they are supporting it. But, yeah. No, no. I hear what you're saying, but I am doing everything I can from my end and any influence that I have to push them and, push them in the direction. I talked to one bishop and I said, look, at some point you have to trust God on this deal. And of course, I'm just saying this as a Catholic. I'm born and raised. I love the church. I love what it stands for and what it has represented. I mean, the pedophilia and what has gone on, the church has to throw itself on the mercy of the people, I believe. And and the bishop says, I said, you may call me a heretic, but I just really sincerely believe that you have to trust God enough to be able to go to the people and say, hey, look, at whatever it takes.
Do you know what would fix it? If the Department of Justice opened a RICO investigation into the Catholic bishops shuffling pedophiles from one diocese to another, which they did, as a legitimate cause for a RICO case because it crosses state lines, that would immediately make the church and its agencies ineligible for federal grants. And all of a sudden, the bishops would be 100% independent on the laity and the money we actually chose to give them, and all of a sudden, they would start to listen to us. So I'm encouraging President Trump and Attorney General Bill Barr. Catholics would be grateful if you investigated these bishops. We would suddenly gain some control over this crazy bureaucracy that is driving the school bus off a cliff.
And, of course, we've got that pending issue right now that has been going on with he was the number three man or cardinal with the Vatican. And he's in jail right now. And they look like they were trying to negotiate some sort of compromise. But they're saying, no, not at all. He remains in jail.
Cardinal Pell in Australia?
Exactly.
Oh, well, he is probably innocent. It looks like he was railroaded. I mean, he's like one of the bishops who should not be in prison. Yeah. You should read George Weigel. He wrote a great piece at First Things showing it's virtually impossible that Cardinal Pell did the things they said he did. They said that after Mass, in a crowded sacristy, after Mass, in his vestments, he molested two kids. Now, that is virtually impossible. One of the supposed victims denied it ever happened, and there are no witnesses, and there is no physical evidence. But one thing I can tell you, Cardinal Pell was the guy digging up the connections between the mafia and the Vatican Bank, and he was starting to name names, and he was starting to try to prosecute people. He was turning over evidence of the the massive corruption at the Vatican Bank. I'll give you one example. Cardinal McCarrick, who really did molest children and who has never been punished for it, is now just living in a monastery kept away from reporters.
Didn't he get defrocked, though, John?
He got defrocked, but he's never been punished by the government, by the state.
Exactly, right.
You know?
Right.
He was asked by Pope Francis to take $20 million from the Papal Foundation to cover the deaths of a corrupt Italian hospital. And he did it. He took the money. One reason the church is not kicking him out on the street, but is giving him a comfortable retirement after molesting a young man who he had baptized as a baby. The church is giving him a comfortable retirement and keeping him away from reporters because he knows where that money went. He could testify who knew where it was going, and he could also testify as to who knew that he was a serial sex predator and did nothing about it inside the church. So the corruption inside the upper levels of the Catholic Church, I'm afraid we're just beginning to scratch the surface, and it's going to be a long, ugly 20 years because nobody wants to admit the truth. It's very sad for me as a Catholic.
Well, I'm right with you on that, John. And, true healing cannot begin until we're really courageously prepared to go after and open up this infected boil. And it's probably more than that, but we've got to get down to the base of it. You know, what gives me, always gives me comfort in all this is that I know that it's God's church. This is an institution that he established. And when God says enough is enough, and this is starting to be the case where there is more and more exposure taking place, and it can't be soon enough, I believe, for Catholics like you and I and other would be faithful.
The sad thing is that immigrants are being used as a screen for all this. Cardinal Mahoney of Los Angeles, who had to pay tens of millions of dollars in sex abuse settlements. He was shuffling predators all around. He was probably guilty of perjury. He belongs in prison, I think. You know how he avoided prosecution? He would hold big rallies with immigrants outside the state capitol and make it clear that he had a lot of political power. And if the prosecutors wanted to get reelected, they didn't want to tick off all those immigrants who loved Cardinal Mahoney because he was promoting open borders. So Cardinal Mahoney skated. He retired. Nothing ever happened to him. He was one of the biggest. He was much worse than Cardinal Law, who at least had to flee to the Vatican to avoid prosecution. He didn't have tens of thousands of immigrants demonstrating, showing his political power.
Well, John, we need to continue, to pray that God's truth would permeate his institution, his church, for the good of the people that many, continue to believe in. And it's because of God that we continue to do that. But the fact of the matter is, as you say, to stop Christian deplorables, this new coalition of Christian insufferables must speak out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, these people are trying to, they're violating the 10th commandment, not to commit false witness against your neighbor. To say that anyone who wants border control, that anyone who wants to deport illegal immigrants who have come here illegally and the law says to deport them, to equate that with putting people in concentration camps is just the most disgusting kind of slander. It's not only is it not Christian, it's not even pagan. Even pagans would be disgusted by the kind of rhetoric and tactics that these leading theologians at places like Princeton and Harvard and Notre Dame, that they're resorting to. Please look at mypeaceatstream.org to stop Christian deplorables. I think you'll find I dissect their arguments and I cut them into tiny little pieces.
Outstanding. Dr. John Zemarek from the Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go. John, thank you so much as always.
Thank
God bless.
You,
let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that